The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you so much for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And because it's Friday, we open the phones to just about anyone to talk about just about anything. So I'd love to hear from you any day of the week, but especially on Friday. And again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Keeping an eye on the TV monitor in the studio, the Senate impeachment proceedings continue. It is very possible, I don't know whether it's probable, but it is very possible that this whole thing could be done, finished over tonight or sometime tomorrow. Right now, and this, I mean, this is very fluid. It changes back and forth as senators change their minds. But it looks like this is the scenario that's going to play out. Senator Mitch McConnell is going to propose that no further witnesses be called. It looks like the Republicans have enough for that to pass. There is one, possibly two, Republicans who have said they will probably vote against that and vote for more witnesses, but there are one or two Democrats that might vote for that measure. If that measure passes, then it will simply be a vote. Guilty, innocent, convict, acquit, and we already know what the conclusion of that will be. The president will be acquitted. So unless something bizarre, strange happens, which certainly could, it looks like this could be over tonight or tomorrow. And then, of course, that's when the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth really begins. It wasn't a fair trial, and they were afraid of the truth, and they wouldn't even allow any witnesses. Oh, we're gonna hear that on and on and on and on and on. And you know what? Most Americans just don't care. I think most Americans have seen through this as a purely political move to undo the last election and to try to ensure that Donald Trump is not reelected. But again, it's kind of fluid. Oh, I tell you, the American news media, all of it, sometimes it's just kind of a joke. We usually, not all the time, but we usually have Fox on the studio, on the monitor here in the studio, and we do today. And I noticed that Fox is live in Miami, close to the Super Bowl, so that they can talk about the impeachment in Washington, D.C. Of course, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? They're broadcasting live from Miami, Florida, so they can talk about the impeachment proceedings in Washington, D.C. I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. Anyway, all right. Well, then let's move closer to home. This is fascinating to me. Here's the headline from one of our local TV stations. Headline: Blue Jackets to celebrate diversity, inclusion through hockey is for everyone night. Now, you folks are LTDs, okay? So you will see through this. Now, the night is called Hockey is for Everyone. So you would think there would be a broad diversity of different kinds of people, ethnic groups, educational groups, ages. They would all be represented in a night of diversity and inclusion. No, 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 no. No. Now, just listen to this, all right? Here's the story. The Columbus Blue Jackets will host a Hockey is for Everyone night in a celebration of diversity and inclusion during their matchup against the Detroit Red Wings on February 7th at 7 p.m. The night will include themed recognitions, and that's plural, themed recognition. So, again, a night of diversity and inclusion, themed recognitions, plural. The only problem, there's only one group that's going to be highlighted. Okay, let me continue reading. During pregame warmups, Blue Jackets players will use rainbow-colored pride tape on sticks and practice with Hockey is for Everyone warm-up pucks. Rainbow-colored pucks. The club will then auction off sticks for the players and so on and so forth. A limited quantity Hockey is for Everyone pucks used during the game warm-ups will be on sale for $40. Pre-game activities will include members of the Columbus Gay Men's Chorus? Yeah. Blue Jackets will participate in an online program, introduction of players, including the Columbus, Ohio Gay Lesbian Ally Hockey Association. So, wouldn't a reasonable person look at this and go, that's not about everyone? That's not about diversity and inclusion of everyone. It is a night highlighting homosexual pride. LGBT, that's it. Nobody else. No other groups. No other diversity. No other ethnic groups. Nope. The whole thing, the entire evening, is about gay pride. But in order to fool the public, and I mean this sincerely, and I say it honestly and truthfully, in order to fool the public, they have to say, this is about Hockey is for Everyone. It's about inclusion of everybody and diversity for everybody. When they are only highlighting one group, LGBTQ, which, again, by the way, is a very tiny little percentage of our population. But if they don't do that, they will taste the wrath of the LGBTQ community. Remember the three A's? Remember the three A's? Acceptance. Just accept us. That's all we will ever ask. What's the second A, class? For those of you who have been listening any time at all, you know what it is? First is acceptance. Second is advocacy. In order to prove that you're not a hate-mongering bigot, you must advocate for us. You have to. So in other words, if the Columbus Blue Jackets did not have Hockey is for Everyone, which has nothing to do with Hockey is for Everyone, it has nothing to do with that. One group, that's all. But if they didn't do that, they would be hate-mongering bigots because they didn't advocate. Which, if they didn't, that brings about the third A, annihilation. If the Blue Jackets were not willing to do this, the radical homosexual LGBTQ community here in Columbus, Ohio, would have a fit. There would be demonstrations. There would be boycotts. And every television station in Columbus would be talking about, we thought the Columbus Blue Jackets were inclusive, but they're not. They're a bunch of narrow-minded bigots. And so the Blue Jackets have succumbed. Has nothing to do with real diversity or real inclusion. Nope. Nope. It is avoiding the third A, the annihilation. So there's acceptance and there's advocacy. Yeah. It's just a reality in our culture today, folks. I'm going to boycott the Blue Jackets. No. Oh, boy. All right, anyway, you're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we'll return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Politics are so funny. I mean, they really are. The last impeachment was Republicans impeaching a Democratic president. This time, it is Democrats impeaching a Republican president. And it's just fascinating to look back and the fact that the Democrats then, back then with Clinton, are making exactly the same arguments the Republicans are making today. And the Republicans today are making exactly the same arguments the Democrats were making back then. They've just swapped. I mean, really, you know, it's just funny. Arguments are going on right now on the floor of the Senate. They're debating whether new witnesses need to be called. And, of course, the Democrats are saying, you got to have more witnesses. When with the Clinton thing, several Democrats who are still in the Senate, and Joe Biden was one of the most vocal, you don't need more witnesses. We shouldn't have more witnesses. Why more witnesses? You know. Anyway. All right. Hopefully, at least legally, this should be over tonight or at the latest tomorrow. It looks like, unless something weird and bizarre happens, we don't know. The State of the Union address is this coming Tuesday, unless something weird and bizarre happens, and that's going to be fascinating. And whether I'll be able to see it or not, I will be in Chicago next Tuesday night, getting ready for Wednesday morning departure for Indonesia. So anyway, should be an interesting State of the Union address. Here is an update from a case down in California that I have been watching very, very carefully. It is the case of a 7-year-old boy who, in my opinion, all right, editorial, in my opinion, has an extremely abusive mother, even though she is a child psychologist. She and her husband had twin boys. Well, she wanted a girl. And so since the age of 3, this mother has been trying to convince her one of the twins, not both of them, just one of them, you're not a boy, you're a girl. You're not a boy, you're a girl, since he was 3 years old. Been dressing him up as a girl, telling him constantly, you're not a boy, you're really a girl. And the husband and wife got divorced, and the husband had visiting rights and so on and so forth. Well, without the father's permission, she started the process of transitioning this 7-year-old from a boy to a girl. That's wicked. A 7-year-old is not old enough to make a life-changing decision. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's evil. It's wicked. It's child abuse. Well, they went to court and had a trial, and the jury ruled in favor of the mother. And the judge in the case said, hey, I know what the jury said, but I am not going to approve this 7-year-old boy to be abused and mutilated and cancel out the jury. Well, the mother appealed, got an attorney, appealed, and changed judges. Yeah, they forced the original judge in the case to recuse herself. Says, we want another judge. So the Texas legal system appointed another judge. Well, yesterday, the new judge upheld the other judge and denied the mother's appeal to have sole conservatorship, which would give her total power over decisions for this little boy. So she has lost twice now with 2 different judges in 2 different courts. Is she giving up? Nope. She is going to appeal this one as well. But at least for now, this 7-year-old boy is safe. Well, as safe as he could be with a whack job mother. Meanwhile, the state of Texas is trying desperately to pass legislation to make it illegal to bring a child through sex transition, hormonal treatment, and surgery. You can only hope that passes soon.